you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hope that you have a really blessed Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy the time. Enjoy the beautiful weather. Looks like it's going to be stunning tomorrow. How perfect is this in the tri-state? 75 degrees for the high. Not a cloud in the sky. It's going to be, and you know, don't ask my lovely bride. She will vehemently affirm that this is long overdue. Long overdue. Most of May was spent in a rain cloud. And, you know, unless you're a big fan of Mary Poppins or Winnie the Pooh, that's not exactly all that much fun. Hey, I had the chance today to spend time with 1,300 very influential people in New York City. In fact, maybe the 1,300 most influential people. Pastors from across the tri-state gathered in one spot. These are guys that are in the trenches, working in neighborhoods, running feeding programs, running neighborhood watch programs, running neighborhood tutoring programs, and then, oh, by the way, also pastoring their churches on Sundays. And I want to say thank you to everybody that came. It was an eye-opening, enjoyable, convicting time to be there with one another. Big thanks to Balance of Nature, by the way, who helped sponsor it. And Dr. Howard was there. It was good to see him. And big thanks to Dr. Tony Evans, who, if you know anything about the evangelical world, you know he's one of the most significant African-American pastors in American history. And what he had to say today was really amazing, because he talked about how pastors, if they don't speak the truth from the pulpits, the nation will lose the culture. And there's a couple of examples of that. One of which is when Andrew Cuomo signs infanticide laws into effect and the state assembly stands up and applauds with a standing ovation, and then they light up the Freedom Tower pink to celebrate it. That's some pretty sick stuff. I'd say that's a culture that's pretty lost. But Nancy Pelosi tried to outdo him last night, because for the 50th time, Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats were able to successfully refuse a vote on a bill that would declare allowing a baby to die after being born alive a crime. In other words, they voted in favor of infanticide, a literal vote to allow that to happen without criminal penalty, to kill our children, to kill the most vulnerable, to kill the most innocent. Friends, this is the satanic work of the current Democratic Party. And it's time to step up. See you Monday.